This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. California authorities are trying to learn why a 28-year-old former U.S. Marine went into a country music club and shot and killed 12 people, including a sheriff's deputy. The shooter, identified as Ian David Long, was also killed in the incident. He entered the Borderline Bar and Grill in the city of Thousand Oaks, California, late Wednesday and opened fire. FBI Los Angeles Assistant Director Paul Delacourt says teams are sifting through evidence at the Thousand Oaks shooting crime scene, the suspect's car, and his home in Newbury Park.
We're going to pursue the leads that are developed from that evidence, wherever they take us, to identify any possible motivation, paint a picture of the frame of mind of the subject.
Deputy Sheriff Sergeant Ron Helas, a 29-year veteran of the department, confronted Long inside the club and was shot and killed. California's governor-elect Gavin Newsom says Helas was a true hero.
Through that act of heroism, there are families that are able to hug their loved ones tonight. There are lives that will change for generations.
The shooting was the deadliest mass shooting since 17 students and teachers were killed at a Parkland, Florida high school 9 months ago. It came just days after a gunman massacred 11 people at a synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Protesters are gathered in several cities across the country in a warning to the White House not to derail Robert Mueller's probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. President Trump fired Attorney General Jeff Sessions on Wednesday and replaced him with a man who is known to be hostile to that probe into whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russians in the 2016 vote. This is VOA News. The United States has announced additional sanctions against a number of Russian and Ukrainian entities tied to Russia's actions, in neighboring Ukraine. Thursday's sanctions affect two Ukrainians, a Russian, and 9 organizations in the two countries. The effect of the sanctions is to freeze any U.S. assets held by the individuals or entities and to prohibit U.S. citizens from doing business with them. The Trump administration took a major step on Thursday to restrict asylum claims by migrants, putting forward a regulation that would make individuals ineligible for asylum if they cross the southern border illegally. The regulation would largely affect migrants from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador who cross the U.S. border with Mexico to flee violence and poverty in their home countries. The American Civil Liberties Union immediately rejected the move, saying that U.S. law specifically allows individuals to apply for asylum whether or not they are at a port of entry. As Saudi-led coalition forces gain ground inside the Houthi-held Yemeni Red Sea port of Hodeidah, Amnesty International is calling on the pro-Iranian militia group to withdraw from the city's main hospital. We get details from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
As fighting continues for control of the Yemeni Red Sea port city of Hodeidah, Amnesty International is calling on the Houthi militia group that controls most of the city to remove its forces from inside the May 22nd National Hospital. The head of Amnesty International's Middle East program, Sama Haddad, says the presence of Houthi forces on the roof of the building constitutes a breach of the human rights of the patients inside the hospital. Many international NGOs and humanitarian groups like the UN's FAO are warning of the mounting danger of famine inside Yemen if fighting continues. Recent efforts to bring representatives of the Houthis and the Hadi government to the bargaining table have failed. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The U.S. Federal Reserve decided to keep interest rates at 2.25%, AP's Warren Levinson reports.
The Federal Reserve Board voted to leave a key short-term interest rate where it is, but it signaled it will bump the federal funds rate up 0.25% next month, the fourth increase of the year, and that it expects to raise the rate 3 more times next year. The Fed noted economic growth remains strong and unemployment and inflation low, despite a trade war, a slowing housing market, and slackening corporate investment. The central bank says the economy remains strong enough to stand a return to more normal interest rates, which, despite the increases, remain at historically low levels. I'm Warren Levinson.
For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.